God's marching on. Amen? Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, don't get too excited. Come on, saints. My gosh. Do it like you mean it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed with grace.
I'm blessed with mercy.
I'm blessed with compassion. I'm blessed with the anointing. I'm blessed with salvation. I'm blessed with his name. I am blessed. My husband's blessed. My wife's blessed. My children are blessed. See, I lost you somewhere. Some people went, huh? Huh? Your nephews are blessed. Hey, praise God. They ain't going to be blessed if you don't say it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Say, Jesus is my gift. See, the Father sent the gift to us. Jesus came through the virgin birth. He is a gift to the world, he is, but he is the head of the church, and he is a gift. Amen? So everything in Christ is a gift. Isn't it? See, sometimes we spend a lot of time working for something that's already ours. It doesn't mean you don't pray. It doesn't mean you don't put on the helmet of salvation and dress up with the breastplate of righteousness and so on and so forth. It doesn't mean that you don't do warfare. But everything in Jesus is a gift. Jesus himself is a gift. Amen? Amen? And so we want to understand that Jesus is a gift. And so when we accept Jesus into our lives, we receive all the blessings and all the promises, and it's all a gift. It all comes under grace. People don't like to hear too much about grace because they say, what about sin? Well, stop sinning. Hallelujah. Amen? Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Turn, if you would, Jerry, to 1 Peter 2:24. I said, the Lord, you're going to give me something different today? He says, keep on preaching. They ain't got it yet. Amen? Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. First Peter 2:24. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. So number one of your gifts is he took care of your sin. Amen? So he's a gift, and the forgiveness of your sins is a gift. He took care of your sin. So no matter what you and I have done, he took care of it. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to look at Jesus as a gift, you see, and he gave us and done this for us, who himself bore our sins in his own body. So if the enemy's trying to get you under guilt and condemnation, you need to tell him that. No, sir, I've received the gift of forgiveness. Jesus is my gift. A lot of people think bad about themselves. You can't do that. Hallelujah. That we, having died to sin, say, I'm dead to sin. See, the enemy comes and tries to get you to sin, say, I'm dead to that. So you got to respond. You got to respond to what is coming into your mind. If it's the word of God, praise God. If it's a blessing, praise God. If it's hope, praise God. If it's love, praise God. But every time sin comes in, you got to speak back to that sin, I'm dead to that sin. Amen? You got to put the devil in his place. Hallelujah. Having died to sin, might live for righteousness. Okay? By whose stripes you were healed. So sin has been taken care of it by the gift of Jesus. Healing has been taken care of it by the gift of Jesus. And he says you need to pursue righteousness. So when you and I accepted Jesus Christ, we also walked in the resurrection power of Jesus. So repeat after me. I have been resurrected into righteousness. I have been resurrected into grace. I have been resurrected into mercy. I have been resurrected into compassion. I have been resurrected into the gifts of the Spirit. I am alive with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. See, that's the gift that Jesus is to us. We are in right standing. So you don't want to be bothering God about your sin. He took care of that. You don't want to be bothering about healing. He took care of that. What you need to be seeking is the resurrection power. Amen? So Jesus is our gift. And he says, my gift to you is I took care of your sin. I took care of sickness and disease. Now I want you to pursue happiness. Happiness is found in me. Happiness is found in righteousness and grace and mercy. Happiness is found in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? So my sin, he took care of it. Any sickness or disease, he took care of it. Can you receive this now? Are you listening to this? So when you and I, we ought to be walking in the resurrection power. We're not trying to get our sins forgiven. We're not trying to get our bodies healed. He took care of it. We need to call those things that are not as though they are. My body's healed. My mind's healed. If you keep doing this, saints, eventually faith will arise in your mind by the Holy Spirit and you'll start to believe it. Amen? In Mark 9:23, it says, all things are possible to those who believe. So you have to believe your sins are forgiven. You have to believe that sickness has been taken care of. You have to believe that you're in the resurrection power. So if you have anything going on in your body, you don't believe that he took care of it. If you're struggling with it. That's just the way it is, saints. If you truly believe that all things are possible to those who believe, you'll believe he took your sickness. He took your sin. You'll believe that you are in right standing with God. You believe that you have grace and mercy. You believe that you're anointed. You believe that you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. All things are possible to you and I. In Matthew, it talks about all things are possible with God. All things are possible with those who believe. So if he's our gift, and he took our sins, and we're dead to it, and he took sickness and disease, are you listening? If you believe that, then you're going to focus on the resurrection because that's where God would have you and I so that we become a testimony to walk in the resurrection power. So I'm going to speak and I'm going to call into my life that I've been resurrected with Jesus into righteousness, into grace and mercy, into his love. Say, I've been resurrected into his love. See, the devil works out of hate. God works out of love. So if you have sickness trying to come on you, that's the hate of the devil. The love of God has taken your sickness, has taken your sin. And the devil would like you to believe that you're sick because you got sin in your life. But if you don't come back and say, I'm dead to that sin. Jesus is my gift. Jesus took all my sins. Jesus took all the disease and sickness. And he said, I want you to pursue righteousness. So I'm going to identify with Jesus Christ. And I'm going to say, I was resurrected into righteousness. And because of his righteousness, I am righteous. It's grace, right? Amen? Hallelujah. You need to get that tattooed in your brain. You need to get that fed into your brain. Listen to me, saints. I know more people who don't know the Word of God, and the enemy pulls all kinds of junk on them. But if you know the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit is your helper, and you lean not to your own understanding, you acknowledge Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus being our gift, He has a lifestyle that He wants you and I to walk in. See, the Holy Spirit will remind you He took your sin. When disease tries to come on your body, He'll remind you that He took your sin, that your disease, or that disease. Amen? Are you listening? The trouble is, saints, we really don't respond with the Word of God. That's where the power is, the Word of God. Into our minds, into our bodies, into our marriage, into our finances. We don't speak the Word of God. And God wants to train you to speak in the Word of God. He wants to challenge you today to speak the Word of God. Amen? Amen? Amen. My God. Having died to sin, might live for righteousness. See, you want to live in right standing with Father God. That's where you want to live. And if you don't identify with it, you see, you won't live there. Your mind will take you other places. Your mind is enmity against God. Your mind can't even believe in healing. Your mind can't believe that your sins were taken. It's enmity. So the power of God, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, the anointing must be fed into your mind. Amen? That's what freed me. That's why I'm still free. That's why I'm still saying that He, by His stripes, I'm healed. When I had multiple sclerosis and booze and drugs and had a death wish and all the things that were going on in my life. Hallelujah. So I sought righteousness. When I accepted Jesus Christ, I'm not going to identify and try to work myself into forgiveness or getting away from sin or sickness. I'm going to focus on the resurrection power. That's what I'm going to focus on. That means I am in right standing. So if you're in right standing, everything belongs to you, correct? Correct? The trouble is, most minds don't believe it. Most minds don't believe that healing belongs to you. Most minds don't believe that Jesus is a gift. Most minds don't believe in Abraham's blessings through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Most people don't believe in financial blessings. If I was to be able to take you on a one-to-one in my office and I would ask you questions, well, I ain't ever seen it happen. Well, I don't know. I ain't ever seen a miracle. You are a miracle. You're a miracle walking around. You're a carrier of the anointing. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. See, God's encouraging you today. He wants you to go further. He don't want you to remain as a disciple, just a follower of Jesus. He wants you to become a doer of the Word of God. I shared Friday in the book of Acts, Dorcas was a disciple of Christ. Good person, a giving person, got sick and died. And the other disciples that were with her, you see, they sent for Peter. They couldn't do anything. You don't want to remain as a disciple, just a follower. You want to remain, become a person who's a doer of the Word of God, who carries the anointing, who operates in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, who sets the oppressed and the captives free. So don't settle into your little religious thinking, you see. God, I don't want you just being a follower. He wants you to be a doer. Are you listening? So that's the reason why that story of Dorcas, in Acts, is she was called a disciple. And it says many disciples were with her, but they sent for Peter. And the reason why Peter could do it, he saw Jesus do it. And the Bible says we are to say what He says and do what He does. And the Holy Spirit is in us to teach us that. Amen? Say, I'm free.
I'm free.
My mind's free. spirit, soul, and body. I'm free. I call it by faith in Jesus' name. See, that's how you're going to be free. If you start speaking the word of God, you start speaking by faith, you start speaking the authority that he's given us. Amen? Hallelujah. So Jesus is a gift. You have received the gift. You are in Christ, and God wants you to operate in all those things that are in Christ. It's all free. Say it's free. Because he done it all. When he said it's finished, it's finished. Do not try to earn what can only be received by grace. It's a free gift. Don't try to earn it. Don't try to say, I'm not going to try to earn it. It's mine. I'm under his grace. I have great grace. I have favor with God. And then you start naming, I have favor with his forgiveness. I have favor with his love. I have favor with his power. I have favor with his gifts. You understand what I'm saying? You have favor. Most people ain't walking in it. You know, every time you want to confess the word of God, when you get in a mess, or your body's in trouble, or your wallet's in trouble, and all of a sudden, we start calling things. It's a lifestyle. You get out of bed in the morning and start operating in the resurrection power. Then you can go about your business. Call yourself righteousness. I was standing in the bathroom the other day, and I was doing something. I looked up, and I saw myself in the mirror. You know what I said? I said, I love that man. I didn't look up and say, God, you're getting old, Ellery. God said, that's wisdom. The little silver stuff that's running around up there, that's wisdom. I can't understand why they don't come here and try to receive some wisdom. Because they're locked into religion. That's what they're locked into. I got to have the music. I got to have the steam coming out of the floor. Something has got to move me. The only thing you want to move you is God, the Holy Ghost. Amen? See, when I was running around the world, I used to, it was moved by music. When Elvis would sing, I stopped everything. All we do, we all remember Elvis. Well, some of you younger ones don't, but. Well, the bliss of my soul. I used to get half in the bag and try to imitate him. It didn't sound too good. Praise the Lord. But I'm free now. I've got the gift in me. I've received Jesus. He's my gift. He's not your enemy. He's your gift. Sent by Father God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Turn to Romans 5, 1 and 2. Oh, blessed Jesus. I don't even know what that says. What does it say? Romans 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have see, I don't understand why we don't grasp this. If you have peace, why is storms running you over? Let not your heart be troubled. You have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through that wonderful gift of Jesus. We have peace. Amen? Peace with God. God's not raging against us. We have peace with God. Go to 2. Five, 2. Through whom also we have access by faith into the grace, what? There's a door open for you to walk in his favor, walk in his grace. Isn't that what it says? Having access by faith into this grace, see, those who believe, all things are possible, those who believe, in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. See, I speak this stuff. I speak it into myself all the time. I have this wonderful gift, Jesus, in my life. I have his wonderful Holy Spirit, and he helps me, you see, to whom also we have access by faith into this grace. Jesus is only not only a gift, he's the gift of faith. Jesus operates from the spirit law. Faith is a law of the spirit. Grace is a law of the spirit. Salvation and so on and so forth. So you're going to speak the law of the spirit. Have access by faith into this grace. So if you have faith in his grace, you see we stand here, in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. See the wonderful things in the Word of God that God has given us? We usually don't spend much time speaking it. Some people are too smart. They know too much. If you're a Christian, Christ-like, and you've accepted Jesus into your life, and you're not speaking the Word of God on a daily basis, the place you don't speak the Word of God into your life, those are the areas you're going to have trouble with. If you don't speak the healing into your life, if you don't speak the forgiveness of sins into your life, if you don't attach yourself to the resurrection power, whatever you don't bring into your life through the Word of God, that's where the enemy attacks you. The Word of God is your protection. You see, old things have passed away, all things have become new. And if you spend some time daily speaking the word to get God here, but you leave the door open over here, that's where he attacks you. Are you listening? See, we don't cover ourselves with the word of God. We just kind of speak things. If I need money, I'm going to talk about Abraham's blessings through Christ, you see. But I'm not building into me the forgiveness of sins, taking all sickness and disease. And then I'm not talking about the resurrection power. You see, I've been resurrected into righteousness. Any door you leave open, the enemy comes in. Are you listening? And there's many things that you ought to be building into your mind. Most people, you see, most people don't call upon God just when they're in trouble, when the family's in trouble, when the marriage is in trouble, when the children are in trouble, when the finances are in trouble. Then we're going to start speaking those scriptures. In the meantime, we left the door open here of all kinds of different things, and the enemy is able to throw darts in your mind. When he says, hold the shield of faith up, that's what you're doing. You're protecting your mind. You're holding the shield of faith up so the darts don't come in. So anything if you stop speaking the word of God on a daily basis, you see, if you don't get that in your mind, you've left that door open, and I'm telling you, he'll come in with he'll come in with pornography, he'll come in with cussing and all kinds of different things. Because he operates out of hate. God operates out of love. So if you get love in your mind, which is the word of God, you see, you'll close the door to Satan. Amen? Praise you, Jesus. 1 Peter 4:10. I just scribbled these things down as I was praying in tongues. Okay? What did I say? 1 Peter 4:10. As each one has received a gift, say, I have received a gift. See, but if you leave the door open, saints, you don't get this built into you, you're never going to minister. Are you listening? Minister it to one another as good stewards over the manifold grace of God. You got to walk around believing that you have grace, you have favor, you have great grace. And God wants you to minister from that because your gifts, the gifts of the Spirit, actually operate through grace, favor with God. As each one, see that, say that's me. Receive the gift, receive the gifts, let's speak it out. Minister it to one another. See, husbands, you ought to be ministering that gift to your wives. Wives, you ought to be ministering to your husbands. You ought to be ministering to your children, you see, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If you truly believe and you have been building into your thinking that you have great grace with God, you should be able to minister whatever your wife or whatever your husband needs, whatever your children need, whatever your checkbook needs. Isn't that what it says? The trouble is, saints, we're not taking the Word of God seriously. Hallelujah. As each one has received, see, it doesn't, don't say you ain't received, you have received, minister it to one another. That's what the body should be doing. See, well, some people are thumbs, some people are fingers, some people are hands, and so on and so forth. Jesus is the head. And then the fivefold ministry is to equip the thumb, the finger, the hand. You're listening to me? So that we can minister not only to one another, but outside of the walls. Most people that are a thumb don't even know it. What's the thumb do? Why don't you find out? What's the hand do? The heart, you can hear, it doesn't make any noise, yet it's a powerful thing, isn't it? If the heart stopped, goodbye, you're going to meet Jesus. But it's a powerful thing. It's very quiet. It's inside. See, a lot of people want to be on the front line. I want everybody to see me. And the heart within you, you see, you don't see the heart. You don't even hear it. When my mother was in the hospital, I walked down the hall one day, and they had this machine on her. And they put it on me when I was getting my gallbladder done and everything else. But you could hear it go. So if you had a machine in there amplifying that, you would see great work, but it does make a lot of noise if it's amplified. So it's time to come out of your little closet and stop being quiet and amplify the gifts and the love of God through you by your tongue and by your voice. Is that good or not? Now, I want you to understand, this isn't just for you. This is for me, too. Say, faith comes by hearing. So you're receiving faith this morning. Because you're hearing. I'm hearing. But what are we going to do with it? You ought to all be over there buying a CD or DVD or whatever they are over there and take it home and let it mentor you. Let it dress you up. Let it encourage you. And then somewhere in that thing, DVD or CD, God's going to speak to you because he's going to speak to you where you've grown to. You're either in kindergarten or you're going up the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade spiritually. And that's where he's going to speak to you, and that's where he's going to get you to operate from. Don't be just a follower, a disciple. Be a doer of the Word of God. Paul said, I can't talk to you about things because you're still in the elementary part of school. See, some people get saved, remain a disciple or follower of Christ, and don't grow. And God can't speak to them about supernatural things. I want to hear God's voice. He's going to speak to you where you have educated yourself spiritually and where you've grown. Not where you think you are, because the Bible says everybody thinks they're right in their own eyes. But where you are truthfully grown, that's where God's going to speak to you, and that's where God's going to flow through you. And that's where God can promote you. Are you listening? And don't sit there and say, I can't. No, you can't. But the Holy Ghost in you can. It ain't you doing it. Oh, praise God. That's a good scripture right there. God told me to write that down. And I didn't get a chance to study it. So any revelation that's coming, it's coming purely from the Holy Spirit within me. So as you open the Word of God and you start speaking it, I'm telling you, if you want to know where you're at, God will speak to you where you're spiritually grown. That's where He'll speak to you. Not beyond it, not below it, but right on it. 2 Peter 3:18. Oh, hallelujah. Second Peter 3:18. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But grow. See, the more you do things, the more grace comes into your life. Listen now. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, that means you got to grow. You can't sit like a bump on a log. You got to grow. To Him be the glory, both now and forever. But grow in the grace. In other words, God's got much grace, much favor, great grace to operate in your life. A lot of people want to operate in the gifts, and they don't have the grace to do it. They're doing it because the Bible says that the gifts are in us, but all gifts operate by grace. Amen? But grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In other words, saints, there's a wonderful grace that comes through Christ. He is my gift. And if I identify with righteousness and grace and mercy and the resurrection power and everything else, I'm going to grow in His grace. And someday, you're going to be in your prayer closet and God's going to start talking to you where you've grown to. And He's going to tell you, this is what I'm going to do through you. But that doesn't mean you've leveled off. That simply means He's going to start manifesting Himself through you, you see, but you can grow beyond that if you want to pay the price. If you want to have, if you're an intercessor, Jesus is ever interceding for us, isn't He, in heaven? You know why? He felt all our sins, all our disease, all our sickness. If you're going to be an intercessor, you're going to feel people's pain. You're going to feel people's sickness. That's not just going in the prayer closet and saying some beautiful prayers that you think are beautiful. You're going to feel. See, He has the right to ever intercede for us because He felt our pain. He felt our sins, our disease, and our sickness. So He's ever interceding. If you're an intercessor, you're going to feel people's pain. You may feel mind pressure. You may feel emotional pressure. You may feel some sickness in your back. You may feel some sickness in your heart or your lungs. This is God talking to us, saints. But grow in the grace. You have grace to feel it, intercede, and set the oppressed and the captives free. God's wanting to release His favor. Say, Jesus is my gift. If you look at it that way, the world needed a gift. The Father God sent Jesus as our gift. We've accepted Jesus, and we just play around as disciples. You're going to have to pay a price, saints, if you're going to operate in this stuff. Praise God. Romans 6:14. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Why? He took it. How come sometimes sin is running our lives? Because we've left that door open. We haven't built the Word of God in us in 1 Peter 2:24, where it says He took that sin. We left that door open, and that's why sin is coming into our lives. I should be able to say, for sin shall not have dominion over you. We should be taking dominion. For you are not under the law, but under... I'm under favor with God. I'm under His grace. Great grace. You can either walk in that grace, cover your mind, shut all doors, or you can have desires in your heart, which is not of the Spirit of God, to want to be wealthy through God, through Christ, and leave all other kind of doors open, and that's the reason why pastors go down. That's the reason why a lot of the body of Christ is falling, because they've so sought the money and they left the doors open for all other kinds of things, and stealing and pride and sexual things has come into their minds. Pastors are falling right and left because they're focused on one thing and they have left the door open and the Word of God is not in their minds. And if the Word of God is not in your mind, I'll tell you what, He'll play with you, Him being Satan. And He's full of hate. He's full of darkness. Always remember, there's no darkness that can come out of light. Amen? Well... praise you, Jesus. Turn to Ephesians 1:6, please. Ephesians 1:6. To the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved. Oh, He's our gift, saints. He's our gift from Father God. And don't cut Him short. He operates out of love. And everything He gained for you and I, it's ours. It's a gift. It's free. But you got to build it into you. There's people in churches today that are depressed, oppressed. Their minds are full of pornography, full of sin, full of suicide thoughts, and they wonder what's going on. They left the door open. They didn't renew their minds. They left the door open. They didn't show Satan that they have victory, and they didn't build God into their minds. You know why? They went after God for other things. You know, it says, seek the kingdom, not the things. Seek the kingdom. He said, I'll add the things to you, but seek the kingdom. And people seek things, and their whole focus is on things, and the door has been left open because the Word of God's not built in there, and here comes pride. Here comes pornography. Are you listening? That's how it gets in people's minds. The whole body today. That's the reason why we made decisions to license gays. That's what it is. Once you see, when the cities over in California, those counties are filing bankruptcy, you know why they're filing bankruptcy? They're liberal. One sin led to another. And before you know it, they weren't good stewards over the money. They weren't good stewards over nothing. Liberal thinking will cause your destruction. Your thinking is this right here, period. If you choose to be a liberal thinker, that's entirely up to you. But once I've told you and you know what liberal thinking will do, it will eventually take you. It'll overtake you. All of a sudden, you'll start believing, well, there really ain't nothing wrong with licensing them. There really ain't nothing. Well, yeah, look at the big churches that are doing it. Well, this church ain't going to do it. I got to stand before Jesus someday, and He says, the ones who equip are going to pay a bigger price. I'm going to expect more from you. So that's one of the things you got to understand. If you start walking in the grace, you start ministering from the grace, God's going to expect more from you. That's the reason why a lot of people just want to remain as disciples, just sit in the pew. Amen? Because if you know the Word of God, it'll tell you. You're going to pay a bigger price. He expects more from you. He expects more from me. And I don't care if they attack me. I do know that people don't like the truth. They don't like to come to hear Pastor Mayo. Well, you see, I've been set free. I got a wonderful wife and a wonderful marriage, and we're set financially as far as our home and stuff is concerned. All from Jesus. All from God. And I'm nothing, me and my wife are nothing but stewards over it. Do you think I'm going to give up all of that for some clown who's running around saying, I'm a man, I want a husband? Go get a husband. Don't bring them around here unless you're willing to change and get saved and get set free. Hallelujah. Amen. Colossians 1:3, Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
Praise you, Jesus. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Colossians 1:3. I don't think I'm 3:1. I'm sorry, Jerry. 3:1. That's good too, but 3:1's better. If then you were raised with Christ. See, I've been raised with Christ. See, that's that resurrection thinking and speaking. Seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. So I'm going to seek the right. I've been raised with Christ. You've been raised with Christ. So you're not going to seek the worldly things. You're going to seek those things that are in Christ, you see. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, the heavenly things, the supernatural things. Ephesians says, I've been blessed with every spiritual blessing. I've been blessed with righteousness and grace and mercy and love and forgiveness. I've been blessed in all that. That's what I'm going to seek. I'm going to seek the blessings of God, and I'm going to tell my mind, and I'm not going to leave any doors open. Seek those things that are above. Seek the power of God. Seek the love of Jesus Christ by speaking it. Have you and I been resurrected? Yeah. Praise God. I hope there's no dead people walking around here, sitting in here. If then you were raised with Christ, see, that's that whole thing. And people say, well, how can you confess that? Because when you're born again, he's your gift. You've been raised with him. You've been raised with Christ. Christ means the anointed one. Say, I'm anointed. You may have to tell yourself 20 times before you believe you're anointed. Oh, blessed Jesus. Well, hallelujah. Another Sunday has come to an end. See, most people don't believe they were raised. They can't identify with that. You know why? You know why people can't? You're listening to your head, not the Spirit of God, not the Word of God. You're listening to your head. Well, how did I get raised in the dead? How was I on the cross? And how? Everybody's questioning God. Well, why did he do that? You ought to just shut up and walk by faith and trust it. That's how you do it. Stop running around trying to prove God wrong. Well, ain't the way I would have done it. I'm glad you're not God. Then if you were raised with Christ, see, some people don't have that faith to believe you were raised with Christ. Seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Well, put on number 3 in a black, Terry. Huh? Terry. No, I'm calling the singer's name. In the black, Terry, you got it coming? Yeah, okay. Lyndon wandered for a minute. Hallelujah. We have this little combination that we speak back and forth. You come long enough, you'll understand it. Praise you, Jesus. Turn it up a little bit. Singing, holy is the Lord.
Can you hear the sound of heaven?
Praise you, Jesus.
Like the sound of many It's the sound of worship coming from the throne. There are cries of adoration as men from every nation lift their voice to make his glory. Many waters, friends, it's the sound of worship.
Praise God. Amen. Can you feel His wonderful presence? If you want, anybody wants prayer for anything, whatever it may be, come up here now and we'll pray. Hallelujah. If you want prayer for anything, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Kind of push down a little bit, please. This way here, dear. You would? Yeah, there you go. Praise the Lord. Does anybody have any sickness in their body up here? That's what I know first. You have some sickness in your body? Anybody else? Because I have to pray a certain way. Huh? You too, dear? You have sickness in your body? Okay. You too? You too? Raise the hands of one of the sickness in your body once again. Hallelujah. What's going on in your body? Your thyroid. Okay. Arthritis. Your right leg is hurting. Anybody? Did I miss anybody? Hallelujah. Nope. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Raise your hands, dear. Up like this. Praising God. Close your eyes. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak to this leg as you have told us to speak to the mountain, Lord. And I take authority over it with my faith in you, Lord Jesus, knowing that the pain is going to leave her leg as I touch her in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. I command this pain to go in Jesus' name. I command the power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Stand right there, dear. Hallelujah. Raise your hands, guy. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I touch him now, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus, the power of Jesus, power of Jesus, hallelujah, power of Jesus, the power of Jesus, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus, the power of Jesus, hallelujah, the power of Jesus. Every bit of sickness, every bit of pain, go in Jesus' name. I take authority over her body, and I have faith in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that he's faithful to the blood covenant. So I speak the power of Jesus, hallelujah, into her body in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Raise your hands there. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, praise you, Jesus. Oh, the power of Jesus. The power of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Where's the pain now? It's gone? Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, God is showing me that you're going to start having some visions and dreams, probably dreams first. This is when you're sleeping, visions are when you're awake. You're going to start having some dreams, and these are Holy Spirit anointed dreams, and it's going to give direction to not only your family, but it's going to give direction to your life. So God says, expect it, release your faith, and believe that I'm going to give you dreams and visions. And you'll come forward as an obedient child, and you'll speak them out. That's going to become your testimony, and is going to bring glory to me, saith the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I touch your Lord, and I thank you and I praise you for the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit upon her, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. Oh. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What did you have wrong? Okay. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, I speak to this arthritis. I command it to be loosed from her body in the name of Jesus. I speak power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now, the power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Oh, the power of Jesus rising up out of him by the Holy Ghost, the anointing that breaks the yoke. This man will come forward as an anointed king and priest because of you, Jesus. His tongue will be loosed and tamed by the word of God, and he shall speak the word of God under the anointing of your spirit for your glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. How you doing, young man?
I'm sick.
Huh? You're sick with what? Belly or what?
I have asthma.
You have asthma? Come and release the anointing in asthma. Then after that, pray for her. Hallelujah. How you folks doing down here? Do you feel better? Do you feel better? Do you feel better, brother? Huh? Praise God. God bless you, dear. Bless you. God bless you, dear. There's a difference coming in your life. You should be expecting more than what you're expecting because God's a big God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. You're very sensitive to the Spirit of God, and that's where he's going to move in you, under the anointing of the Spirit of God. That's how he's going to move. He's going to move in the gifts because you're very, very open and sensitive to God. I can tell when I lay hands on you. Hallelujah. Amen? Father God, we thank you for the blessings upon my granddaughter, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're working within her heart, Lord. Father God, I bind all discouragement, Lord. And Father God, Satan, you're not going to tell her she ain't going nowhere, she ain't doing nothing, because she's a powerhouse for God. She's clean for you, Lord Jesus Christ. And you're going to open doors, Lord Jesus, that no man can close. And you're going to close doors that no man can open, because this daughter of yours is going to rise up under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I speak it by faith because the word has been given to me. And Elijah said, it's not going to rain according to my word. And you have given me your word. And my word, Lord, is your word. Lord, so I speak your word by faith, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. What I'm saying into her life right now is going to come to pass. There's a great protection of the anointing of the Spirit of God upon her, in her room, and upon her mind. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that she will see the glory, that she will see the calling, that she will see her purpose, and she'll be obedient to it because of the strength of you, Lord Jesus, that's going to come into her when she meets that date. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, in the blessed name of Jesus, the power of Jesus, power of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, the power of Jesus, the power of Jesus, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus, the power of Jesus, oh, hallelujah, Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see you inside of it. It's a kind of a round, big round plastic thing, and there's bubbles bubbling up, and you're right amongst the bubbles, but you're lifted off the ground about 3 or 4 feet, and God said he's going to raise you up. You're going to rise up into a place in the anointing of the Spirit of God, and these bubbles that are coming around you are bubbles that the Holy Spirit's going to release into you, and every bubble that comes into you is going to be a revelation and light of God, and you're going to loose it from your tongue in the people's lives, and is going to free them. So God says, do not be concerned where you're going or what you're doing. God says, I have everything in control, saith the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. How you feeling now, dear? Are you better?
Yes.
Praise God. Is the pain gone?
Yes.
It is.
Almost.
It's going, huh? Would you have it in your wrist or your right here?
Right.
Oh, in the shoulders. How's your shoulders?
I think it's...
They're better? Is it gone? Raise your hands there. No, him. You, I'm sorry. Father God, right now, Lord, I command all of it, Lord. Not just a little bit, but all of it. All of it, Lord. All of it, Lord. Power of Jesus! Power of Jesus into this arthritis! The power of Jesus! Power of Jesus! Hallelujah! The power of Jesus. Let her receive, Lord. Help her. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. You know my hand's itching? Money cometh? Can we see it coming yet, man? I don't want to see dollar bills. Money cometh. Amen? Every time I say that, Betty says, it's money coming. I have a lot of itchy hands. I don't have poison ivory either. It's itching hands. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Fresh anointing, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See, everybody says, well, they come up every time. You know why? They like the anointing. Don't you like the anointing? You act like you're going to break out from it or something. Well, I've been up 5 times. Well, come 5 more. All you do is come and get the anointing. Why would anybody not want to get the anointing? Ron. See, people watch me. If I say, praise God, hallelujah, then I'm going up for prayer. He's anointed today. You ain't coming to me. You're coming to get the anointing. It'll change your life. You may start guzzling the Holy Ghost. Amen? Be careful now. He may get more of your life than you want to give him. Hallelujah. Well, Father God, we thank you and we praise you today. We lift up that gift, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Jesus, for your grace, your mercy. We thank you for righteousness. We thank you for compassion. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the resurrection power that the Holy Spirit is causing us to confess, because we were raised with Christ. We were raised with Christ. I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. You will live in me, Christ, as I identify with the resurrection power, and I will speak it. That will be you living through me, Jesus, and I'll give you all the honor and all the glory as you increase the anointing in this place. You increase the power in this place, and you do more, and we do less, and we thank you, and we praise you today, Lord, for what you have done in people's lives. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen?